Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
That's okay.
So wombats, I mean, when you think of the stereotype, they don't seem particularly aggressive or dangerous. Mm-hmm. How likely is it that, you know, people out bushwalking may come across a wombat that is displaying aggressive behaviours?
Yeah, look, it is against the stereotype, and I'd love for it to stay that way. It isn't a common thing. I think that, you know, there was the report of the attack in Tasmania recently, and I think that is certainly no cause for alarm. People shouldn't sort of, you know, judge the species by that one attack, and they certainly shouldn't act differently around wombats. They're amazing animals. They can be aggressive at certain times of year, and only some wombats do. I think that just like us, they all have their different personalities. We find that wombats that are acting aggressively are usually males. During mating season, they are very, very territorial. And also, we had an instance of a wombat that was reported to wires who was being aggressive to a woman. That one was unfortunately euthanized as well. And it was such a pity because when she was examined by the vet later, it was discovered that she had a really young joey, and she was just being maternal and trying to protect her young. So it's really sad when, I guess, people not understanding, or us not being able to understand what they're trying to tell us or what they're feeling threatened about, actually ends up in them losing their life.
Yeah, that's awful. That's absolutely awful. So I suppose if someone does encounter a wombat that is being aggressive, you know, what can they do so that, you know, it doesn't end in a situation like that?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things you can do. As I did mention before, it is generally only mating season when this happens, so autumn through to spring. There are a couple of other things that can cause a wombat to be aggressive. There's something called toxoplasmosis, which is a bit boring, so I won't get into that today, but it's basically a disease that affects their brain and can make them aggressive. But that's, you know, an exception to the rule. Generally, it will be autumn during spring, mating season, as I said. So if you see a wombat around, especially at that time of year, keep your distance. I think it's a lesson for everyone to learn, especially kids, when kids are out learning about wildlife, to always practice caution. And that goes for anything. I think if you see a dog on the side of the road that is walking alone, I don't think it's safe to go up to it and, you know, give it a big cuddle if you don't know that dog's background, its personality or its situation. So always use caution, keep your distance, observe them from a distance. If you see a wombat that's in trouble or you're trying to help them, unfortunately, we don't speak wombat. Wombats don't speak people. So they don't understand we're trying to help. They do see us as a predator and they do feel threatened. When wombats want us to leave their area, what they think is their territory, they will charge. Wombats are very, you know, stumpy little things. They can get up to about 35 kilos and can actually run up to 40 kilometres an hour in short distances, which is pretty incredible. So if they want to get you out of their area, they'll charge you with all that weight and all that speed behind them. So, of course, that can be pretty scary, but they aren't wanting to attack. They're just really wanting you to leave their area. So if you do see one around, give it lots of space. If you want to try and help it out, like if it's in the middle of a road, for instance, you can just clap really loudly and make loud noises and try and get it to move on, like it would with a fox or a dog or something like that.
And so I guess, again, going off stereotypes, you know, Sydney's quite an urban area. You know, I suppose it's not somewhere you really expect to find a wombat. You know, for people who are, I guess, you know, bushwalking or doing anything else around Sydney, is there any particular areas where it's more likely that you're going to come across any wombats?
I think the Blue Mountains and the outer skirts of Sydney, definitely the Wollongong area down that way, Whinge Caribbee and Wollondilly Shires also have lots of wombats. Unfortunately, we are seeing them less and less. Land clearing is just devastating to our populations, and we really need to sort of help them and support their populations through all the development that's happening, especially in Sydney at the moment. So if you do see a wombat, make sure you do sort of leave it alone, because we obviously don't want any more put down when they don't need to be. We want to try and, as I said, support their population. If you do sort of, if one does wander into your property, or if you do see it near your house and you don't really want it to live there, there are always other options rather than killing it. Wombats cannot just be picked up and relocated. As I said, they're enormous, guys. I've cared and transported a couple myself, and they are not easy. They get really stressed when you try and contain them, and it's really hard to even move an adult wombat if it doesn't want to be moved. They are stubborn, very stubborn little animals. So if it doesn't want to do it, it won't. Always seek advice. And there are some things that you can do if you don't want it around your house. You just sort of make it an unpleasant place for them to live, I guess. So being a nocturnal animal, they really hate light at night. They like their darkness. So put up lots of lights, make lots of noise, and just make them feel like they don't really want to live there, and they'll move themselves on.
Yeah, poor little wombats, I suppose. I can very much picture them being stubborn now that you pointed out.
They are so stubborn, it's ridiculous.
So I guess are these techniques, you know, not just wombats, is there any other wildlife that perhaps we should be watching out for, other than obviously like snakes and spiders and things that everybody knows about?
Yeah, as I said, I think use caution with all wild animals. They are wild and we want them to stay wild. The more we interact with them, the more they become humanized and domesticated. Look at the poor ibis, or as everyone's calling it now, the bin chicken. I get such a bad rap, but unfortunately we've done it to them. We've, you know, given them these beautiful bins with overflowing food, and they think it's great, and now we're kind of being mean to them and teasing them about it. So I have a soft spot for those guys. I think just keep your distance. Don't try and interact with them that much. If you see one that's hurt or injured, give WISE a call or a similar organisation, especially at this time of year. As I said, over spring, there are just babies everywhere, which means lots of protective parents. You hear all the stories at this time of year about magpies swooping and mast lapwings or plovers swooping as well. Put yourself in their shoes. They have little babies that they're trying to protect, and they see us as these big, you know, big people that drive these cars and that hurt them. Accidentally or not accidentally. So they are scared of us, and they are just acting to protect their children. It is only short-lived aggression or defensive behaviour. So you can just leave them be, give them some extra space for a few weeks until their kids have grown up a little bit and can defend themselves, then that behaviour will stop. And that goes for wombats as well as lots of other mammals and birds at this time of year.
Well, Christy, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.